We finished the sermon series on Moses. Moses' childhood, wilderness, burning bush, and the Ten Commandments. So, because you remember so many stuff, so many stories about Moses, I want to start a new series on prayer, beginning with Moses. And I think one of the best lessons from Moses, particularly in this pandemic era, it is when we encounter hardship. When you feel lonely, lost, frustrated, and even upset, we don't go away from God. Instead, we run into God. Because God has never given up on us. And for finding the right path in this journey, we need to pray to God and listen to God. So Moses, part of what I find so compelling is the picture we have. Moses and God having conversation face to face. As I speak to you and you speak to your friend or family members, why don't you imagine that happens to you in your prayer life? That would be amazing. That would be fantastic, right? So Moses lived in the wilderness for 40 years as a wandering shepherd, taking care of his father-in-law's, Jethro's flocks in the middle of literally nowhere. And this is where he spent 40 years. Wherever it rains, certain things begin to grow up a little bit here and there, and animals would come and graze on them, and then it would be barren, nothing again. You know what? 40 years of wandering in the wilderness like that, by yourself, with nothing but the sheep and goats. I think it leads a person to have so many questions. I think Moses definitely had so many kind of questions. Why? Why? What have I done? What is wrong with me? What if? What if I didn't do that? What if I didn't kill the person? I could have remained in the luxurious palace in Egypt. He must have had so many existential questions there. Yet, we know nothing about that. We don't know anything about the 40 years of his life in the wilderness because the Bible doesn't tell us about that. And most of the stories talk about his life at the age of 80 when he found the burning bush. For his age between 80 and 120. 80 and 120. We have 135 chapters of the Bible. That's a lot. Talking about his last 40 years. So, let me tell you, for those of you in the sanctuary or online, for those of you who are in your 70s or 80s or 90s, watch out. We don't know yet what God can do for the rest of your life. So we know his calling story at the burning bush. When he saw the burning bush, not consumed, he came close to it. As he came close to it, God called him, "Moses, Moses, here I am." Then the Lord said, "Take off your shoes, because it is the holy ground." And God continued to say, "I'm the God of your father. I'm the God of Abram, God of Isaac, God of Jacob." And God is calling him. And I want to pause here and ponder the story for a moment. I mentioned a little bit about it a few weeks ago. What Moses did was simply pay attention. Moses, he was taking care of his flock. And there was a campfire, and he could have said, "Oh, there's fire." And then he could have just let it go. He can just go. There was nothing else, nothing he was worried about. But something inside of him it says, I should go. I should go and check on the fire. Well, you know what? If I were Moses, I would take a 5-gallon bucket and pour water on that. That's it. No concern about it. But Moses, he didn't do that. But he said, Moses, he said, I need to see. I really need to pay attention. He gets close to him. God calls him to do the things he could ever do. And I hope you and I take it serious. In our faith journey, God is speaking to you and me. God is working all the time. We might have missed many of them. So we need to pay attention. 16 years ago, I took 35 youth to a summer camp. And one night, we had worship and prayer, and that was the moment the pastors came to many youth members and prayed for them, holding their hands. And all of a sudden, I didn't know why, but I strongly felt I need to go find one of my youth. But I didn't know where she was, because it was a big, huge camp with about 500 youth. And I don't know where she was. So I made a little bit of a trip to find her here and there. Finally, I found her, and I didn't know why, but I felt that God wanted me to pray, not for her, but for her father. It was really strange. And the first word that came out of my mouth was, it might be really hard, but let's trust your dad. Let's try to understand him. At the moment, I thought, what? What am I saying? Paul, are you out of your mind? Because she was a very nice girl, nice daughter, and I know her father very well. He was a very nice guy. But all of a sudden, she began crying. She was weeping and crying so bad. I was very embarrassed. Thinking, oh my, what have I done? Why did I say what I said? And she cried for about an hour. And she told me, Pastor, my dad left home last week. I don't know what to do with that. He lately failed his business, and the family had financial difficulties, and he got so depressed and stressed, and he ended up leaving the family. And after the camp, I called a couple of membership care team that I trusted, and they were her father's friends, but they didn't know either. In a week, they found him, and finally he came back home. And a few of the congregation helped him go through the hardship, and family found the happiness back. I believe God was nudging and speaking to me somehow. What if I didn't pay attention to God at the moment? Thinking, because she was a very nice girl. I know her parents very well, and I met her just a few days before. It's fine. Come on, Paul. You had 34 other years. Maybe God, who knows, God could have found another person to help her, and I could have missed the moment, a chance to pray for her and support the family if I didn't pay attention. I think we may find the similar things happening around us, particularly in this pandemic era. We don't know yet when we will have medicine and vaccination. Whenever we leave home, we have to check if we have a clean mask or not. And we try not to violate social distance to protect ourselves and our beloved ones. And the new school year just began last week. If we didn't have the pandemic era, you know what? You believe, you know that. We should have celebrated and bless our precious children, our students, and parents, and teachers, and all the staff. But these days, the first thing that I do when I wake up in the morning, it is pray for them. Pray for their safety and protection. God, please keep our children, our students, our parents, our teachers, our staff safe. Please, God. Sometimes I feel so tired of thinking all of the things happening and become numb. But I have to get back to praying. I think Moses, it's Moses. Moses has done the same thing in the wilderness. Wilderness is not a fun place. It is not a peaceful place. There are so many kinds of wild animals, jackal, hyena, wolves, snake, and so many others. Days and nights, he must have been so concerned and tired of it. Yet, even in the wilderness, Moses, he was paying attention. And one thing I truly believe is God, who was nudging and speaking to Moses, the God is still nudging and speaking to you and me. In the pandemic era, so many people are struggling with depression, isolation, frustration, and so many others. Maybe today, this afternoon, God is nudging you to give encouragement and support to your family members and friends and neighbors and pray for them. Maybe your kind word, prayers, and support may bring hope and life to them. And we have the scripture lesson today. God brought so many people, especially Jethro. When Moses was overwhelmed by so many work, God was speaking to Moses through Jethro. Having all the structure, finding the way to lead the people. We need to listen to God, and we need to listen to the people around us. And there are so many lessons from Moses' prayerful life, but I want to wrap it up with his last moment in the last chapter of the Deuteronomy. After 40 years of being a shepherd in the wilderness and another 40 years of leading the Israelites in the wilderness, 80 years in the wilderness, Moses now became 120 years old. Yet, he never gave up. He never gave up. And he led the Israelites to the edge of the promised land, the eastern bank of the Jordan River near the Dead Sea. And God said, Moses, this is the end of the road for you. Come up to the mountain, Mount Nebo. Let's have a talk. Now, just imagine that. 120-year-old Moses slowly climbed the Mount Nebo. And I think God might have said to Moses like this, Moses, you have been my child all your life. I saved you, and even in the Pharaoh's home, I had a plan for you. Even in the wilderness, when you thought you are all alone, I was there every day, single day and night by your side. Moses, I am so proud of you. I am so proud of you that you never gave up. And I think God might have said to Moses, look around you, Moses. Do you see the children around you? They are about to step into the promised land. because you followed me, listened to me, and trusted my will and my plan for your life. All this happens because you trusted me. Well done, my child. Well done. And I imagine Moses' tears in his eyes. And he might say, "Thank you, God." Haven't you thought about that? He might have said, "Thank you, God, for not answering my prayer, but doing your work in my life. Thank you, God, for pushing me and leading me in every step I made." So this is my hope and prayer this week. We have Moses' prayer in our own lives, trusting God and listening to God.